Students behind the occupation of a Melbourne University building have continued to defy demands to vacate the premises. Pro-Palestinian protesters met university officials on Friday, but they say no resolution was reached after they demanded the university disclose and cut ties with weapons manufacturers linked to Israel. The university says more than 8,000 students have been impacted by the disruption. UniMelb for Palestine's Dan Al-Shaher says it was the university's decision to cancel classes, not theirs.
The students have been sitting here peacefully, protesting peacefully, demanding an end to complicity in genocide. We are here as an anti-genocide, anti-war movement, and this should remain the focus. Canceling classes is a university responsibility. It's not our responsibility. There's no more classes in Gaza.
Meanwhile, Professor of International Relations at the university, Michael Wesley, says they continue to ask the people who are occupying the building to leave.
The people who are occupying that building are actually preventing our students from learning and from engaging in educational activities. That's what they're here for. And therefore, they have really stepped across a line.
The university says it wants a peaceful solution and has not asked Victoria Police to intervene, but it's also warned police could attend campus at any time to restore order.